It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, here we go. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up?
Boss man Bill.
Good morning.
Gracing us with his presence like once again. Like a boss. Mm-hmm. You're always over there working on your phone doing emails. Or are you playing Candy Crush?
Yeah, no, actually, I'm checking my fantasy team. I'm looking. Yes. I'm looking for players on the waiver wire after an embarrassing weekend.
So you, there's so much to talk about. Obviously, we got Thanksgiving coming up. We got turkey, and it's fall, and we got leaves and road trips. But let's talk real quick about your fantasy. Because you had a six-game winning streak?
I had a six-game winning streak, and it's all people that work here that are in the league. Except for one guy used to work here and doesn't work here anymore. He got his own version of the home game. doesn't check his lineup, doesn't change players, and he crushed me like 130-80.
Those are the worst.
And you were saying you had Goff and Gurley.
Yeah, Goff gives me 35 points last night, and I still lose. It was just just embarrassing.
Just brutal. Well, I'd like to say that I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm actually kind of glad because we've been getting our asses kicked.
Yeah, I don't think you've even checked it in a few weeks.
No, I check it every. Yeah. I make sure we're up to date. We don't have any bench players starting, but unfortunately,
I think you guys are 4-7.
Something like that. We're like the Packers.
Basically, yeah, like you're like the Packers.
You're modeled after the Packers.
That's right. I'm Aaron Rodgers. You're Mike McCarthy.
Yeah,
that's fun. We are just taking it. Uh-huh. Just taking it.
So this is how it feels to be a Green Bay Packer, huh?
Yeah.
Because I feel pretty bad.
You shut your mouth. I swear to God.
I feel like a loser, man.
Such a loser, man. All right. Well, don't worry. Our fantasy, we'll just kick it up a notch. We're going to win out the rest of the season. We're going to make the playoffs just like the Packers are. Mm-hmm. And then, boom, championship game, us.
Yeah, the Packers are definitely a fantasy right now.
Yeah,
making a playoff.
If we win on Sunday, next Sunday.
And now who do the Packers play on
the
Sunday?
The Vikings in Minnesota. It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a tough game, but it's going to be a good game.
Then they have to play the Rams too, don't they?
No, we already played the Rams.
Oh, that's right.
We already played the Rams. That was a close one. That was a heartbreaker, man. That was a heartbreaker.
I told Brock this morning, he's all pissed off because he bought himself like $500 tickets to a Green Bay game that's not gonna matter.
It's going to be more for the feeling of being at Lambeau Field.
You can see all the new guys that never get to play.
Rodgers won't
Who's
even suit.
Who's number 47? Yes. I've never seen that guy before.
I swear to God, if Rodgers doesn't suit up that game, I am going to lose it. Sell my tickets. But so that's where I'm at fantasy wise. We'll leave it at that. We'll put that to bed. Now, what I want to talk about.
Well, I just have a question. You're going on a road trip, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We're leaving for Missouri, going down to see the wife's family.
So what, 9 hours?
9 hours. If you don't stop to kind of stretch the legs, you can pound it out in 9 hours.
So what kind of snacks?
I'm a big fan of like a Chex Mix style, or trail mix, I should say. There's a Cars. You know Cars Nuts from Detroit, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have some really good combos you can get that are completely unhealthy. I'm talking peanuts are the only healthy thing in there, but then they have like caramel-covered peanuts. They have chocolate squares. So I get those, and I just buy the handful. That's usually what I do.
Big gulp.
See, I don't do too much soda. It's mostly coffee when I do road trips. Okay. But I do half cappuccino or half hot chocolate, half coffee. Mm. That's what I do. That gives me a good pick-me-up. What about you? What's your go-to?
Pistachios.
They're so messy.
You throw them out the window.
Oh, God.
You spit them out the window. So you're the guy.
Yeah,
right
I'm the
behind.
Guy. My windshield wipers going, for God's sakes. Right. Just sunflower seeds all over the back of my, or the front of my car.
No, not a big snack guy in the car. It's drive, stop, eat, drive again.
Yeah, yeah. See, what I try and avoid those, because what I'll do is I'll end up going to like a McDonald's or a Burger King and I'll overdo it. I'll carbo load and then I'm behind the wheel.
See, are you like my grandma? Because my grandma likes to stop and eat too, but she likes to stop and eat every 30 exits. It's like, let's go.
She has to pee, and then she's got to get a snack.
If we just ate.
I just don't know how the old people survive without Bill Knapps anymore.
Oh, man. Yeah. I think that's why she passed.
Yeah, when they put someone up here.
Right. Yeah, no more free chocolate cakes.
On my birthday, I can't go there anymore.
No reason to live. It's not your birthday. They're not going to check. I'm an old lady. It's fine. Yeah, I try and avoid any heavy meals. It's usually something light. Usually, you know, keep a lot of fluids in me, a lot of caffeine. Mm-hmm. But like my folks, they got a straight up cooler in the back. Mm-hmm. Like they got sandwiches, they got chips. My dad's got Gushers and like a 24 pack of Mountain Dew, which I'm like. It's a 4-hour trip here. What do you guys need? Well, just in case you get hungry.
You're basically gaining a half a pound a mile.
Yeah,
in case you have, and that's another older person thing. Okay, now if you're in a blizzard and your tires explode and you're out of gas and you're stranded, make sure you have 17 hats, gloves, and a side of beef in the car.
That's right. Yeah, right. We got a whole hog in the bag just in case we get stranded. Yeah, I've never really got onto that, but of course it is smart. You're saving money. You make a couple egg salad sandwiches before you go. Mm. Then you're not stopping at the...
That's a great smell in the car driving, too.
Hot day. Yeah. AC goes out. Yeah. Well, at least we got the egg salad sandwiches. Ugh. I am a big fan of gas station food, like the rollers. Anything on a roller. If I could get that in my house, dude, I'd be set.
It's like the most unhealthy guy ever.
You grab a couple of those taquitos that have been cooking for a good... 4 days
yeah,
probably.
Right. They've been there since last year.
Delicious.
You know what's good with those? Tums.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, I do have to stop every 30 minutes because right out.
Burping
right. but yeah, so big road trip coming up. You're not traveling too far, are
no,
you?
No. For Thanksgiving? From here to home.
Here to home. That's it.
That's it.
And you're staying here. You're not going anywhere.
I'm staying here. I got a few DJ gigs.
That's right.
And
me
stuff.
Too.
You got a couple raves you're DJing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's
the family will be asleep. It'll be late. Fire. It'll be fine. They won't even know I'm out of the house.
Hey, though, Boss Man Bill would be a badass DJ name.
That would be Boss Man Bill. Bill.
Email me.
Available.
Got available dates.
Right. Bat mitzvahs and raves. That's what he specializes in. Oh my God, that's great. See him with the pacifier and the glow sticks.
Oh, just killing it.
Well, good luck. Have a safe.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Both
I appreciate
guys.
It. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and everyone out there, safe travels. You know, be safe. Take your time. Mm-hmm. Don't rush. I know this time of year, everyone gets all. But just relax on the roads. Be safe.
And you know what? Spend some time with Grandma this Thanksgiving. It might be her last.
<That's crap. laughs>
Hey, it's true.
Why is Hunter hanging around Grandma so much? Is something we don't? You're like that dog that can sniff out death. I'm just being by your side.
Hey.
Do you have a will, Grandma?
Yeah.
Let's talk.
So can I just read it? Just want to see if I mentioned
could
it.
Could you
all.
Sign this?
Yes.
I'm not sure how many Thanksgivings they have left.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a perfect way to end it. Death. Hope your grandma doesn't die on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. All right, we'll see you guys next time. You can hear more WIRX.com. As always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 WIRX.
Don't you go dying on me now.